Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from our people. Green's for the riches stole from our people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HVD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, huh, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, the Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 21. We'll get into things real quick. Wow, during the time of a playoffs game, I appreciate numbers like 216-860 or 702, area code 609, or 216-213. I'll be getting all of those phone numbers and others that come through on Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 21. Give me about a minute and a half as I let you know that M period, A period, N period is an acronym abbreviation for music, activism, news, and for those who are online checking out everything via smartphone, if you want to call in to that number that you see that says 646-478-0944, hey, we look forward to having you. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at another phone number that just popped up for 216-209, so I'll give you three quick disclaimers, give you a top 10, and let you know, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for all info that you need. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may come to the phone line and see what's on your mind. And all you have to do, if you don't want to talk, that's cool. All you have to do is just stay silent. I'll put you back on hold. Everything's copacetic, and we all get along better that way. And top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Debut. Top 10 First Ladies Dynasty. They got a festival, some things going on this coming Saturday, Luke Easter Park. Number 9 debuting. Whoa, it's the Harvard Avenue Festival? We'll get into that in just a little while. Number 8, Emacs to Image. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube video views, free DVDs of 216 and 440 artists that they put out to promote the city and the region. Number 6, HJS Music. Number 5, debut of King Mooter, XL. Club Party, HJS sponsored it. Number 4, Black Man's Army, Movement Music Volume 1, 15,500 heard from the bus. We're not done yet. More on that later on, so surprising things may be happening. Number 3, moving up, Black House Sounds, CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 1, Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, and the Wealthy produced film, Talk Now. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, we're going to debut Malcolm X, The Pride. More later on some of those events that happened. And number 1, the biggest jump debut, Steve Turner's SDT movie, The Dummy. More on that in just a little while. What I'm going to do before I go to that phone line is let people know that you can check us out at 646-478-0944 on a Wednesday, Cleveland Standard Time, 9 p.m., Emacs and the Mindset. Then there's the 646-478-0944 phone number, Fridays and Saturdays around 9-ish with Emacs to Image Music Business 101. And when you don't catch him on that, that means he's manning the stations at shoutcast.com. All you got to do is go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio, plays regional artists every day, 24 hours a day. So with that being said, you know, somebody has been on the phone line since like very, very early on, and I want to thank them. It's a 216-860 phone number, 216-860. How are you doing out there this evening?
Man, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent out. This is Milligram from Flowmaster with your final voice radio tomorrow and every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Also,
got you.
On Flowmaster is co-host Eric Scratch Paper Wilson and Suave Rap Dynamite Got You. And we're doing big numbers, and we're making moves, and it's all to voicesradio.com. And we appreciate everything that you do, Al. And I just would like to do a couple of plug-ins. First off, A&R Productions.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. A&R Productions, in collaboration with Go Get 'Em Inc. Entertainment, will be casting, we'll have the play The Life of Teddy Pendergrass at 291 East 22nd, Euclid, Ohio, at the Show Culture Center this weekend, May 27th, 28th, and 29th. For ticket information, call Eric Santa Jacobs at 1-440-339-7719. Once again, that's Eric Santa Jacobs at 1-440-339-7719. The second plug-in I have is a hip-hop showcase, which will probably be happening in 2 weeks. You have a hip-hop showcase called At Be Spontaneous, featuring Tavi Kweli, King Green of Channel Live, MC Demarcy of BDP, DJ Swamp, Priest, DJ Coop DeVille. We also have, at the same location, a hip-hop showcase, Spitbox Showcase. Suave Gotti is the host, Rap Dynamite on Flowmaster's on, and he's going to do the Spitbox Showcase. And then also in that same location, we have the Reggae Showcase And this is all called Be Spontaneous. And that reggae showcase is called, is hosted by international Playboy model Justina XO, all under GMS Entertainment, Steve Land, and Spontaneous Creation. All this is happening on June 10th, 2016, Cleveland, Ohio, at the Cleveland Masonic Auditorium. It is all there. And the show lasts from 7 p.m. Get this, 7 p.m. to 5 in the morning. So,
wow.
you get the party and have yourself a good time and everything. Now, secondly, I just want to let everybody know that the only way that you can do good for the community is to give back to the community and be influential. In other words, make sure you make an impact by letting these kids stay focused on the kids and showing them the way. Tell them that there is a way and there's things that we can do to make things happen. And that's all I have to say. I also like to say, let's have to Diane and Russell. And everybody, I hope y'all have a good day and enjoy the rest of your evening. I hope the Cavaliers win, of course. And what's up, Big Mike? Mike Carter. All right.
Thank you, brother. You too, man. You too. As a matter of fact, I hope the Cavs win too. As a matter of fact, I want to throw out there real quick while I can. Wow, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. Before I go into anything else to take the phone calls, I also want to let people know that Kicking It with Kim, MyLoudRadio.com, Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I'm also looking at the phone numbers. Trust and believe I plan on getting to that 702 area code, the 216-213 and the 216-209. But before I do, since you said looking out for people who are, it's just so important. Ooh, let me pull out the 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox this evening. And give me about a minute and a half, just a minute and a half, because you see, we're going to talk about neighborhood wars. Neighborhood wars, because you see, in my neighborhood, we have sand heathens. Now, you see, we in our neighborhood, we have many Arabic store owners, Muslim. Some are cool. They're all right. But I digress right now. See, if you read the Quran, Muslim, or you like the Christian Bible, you want for your brother as what you would want for yourself. And if you go by the laws, Muslim, Quran, a few others like that, we're going to stick right where we are. The store owners. Islam. No alcohol, no smoking, no drugs. So if you're not following your own law, you don't have your family smoking and drinking, do you? But you have the nerve to sell that BS to another community. I digress. Then you ain't Muslim. You're not living by your law. You're not, I would say, a saint. You've got to be a sand heathen. Now, you're either saint or a heathen. Now, some Muslim store owners, and don't give me that, well, that's what they have to do. You're wrong, because there are a few stores. There's one I know on Hayden. They don't sell tobacco, shells, or alcohol and will tell you it's against our law. But the sand heathen does. And did you know, while we're talking about it, that it's a federal law that you can't have cigarette ads posted on signs within a 500-foot school? But many tobacco salespeople ignore this. They go and put it on the store owner's property, and the store owners don't care. Now, Black Man's Army, as documented by Melanated Media News on YouTube, has gone to stores across from Shaw and other areas to store owners to take them down peacefully. And as we use the law to protect our children as well as adults, but one store, the Five Points Convenience on East 152nd, refused to take them down. So we showed the sand heathens what time it was by ripping them down. Now, they ain't Muslim because they're practicing wicked ways under the law and going against their own law, their own creator's law. So they put the outside signs back up. So last Wednesday, along with Mr. Milligrand and several others in tow, we went back. One of them had the nerve to pull a strap. And I know a lot of people are saying, you shouldn't do that. But when you had a creator on your side, God on your side, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, however you choose to use it, those signs got pulled down, ripped down again. And the police, didn't even stop because they knew the federal law. They knew that we knew it. And this Wednesday, men, women, you can join us at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe. That's 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe at around 5:45 p.m. That is right between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid intersection. We will go back. Neighborhood wars, but sand heathens can't run the righteous. We refuse. With that being said, you heard me ramble on for too long. I apologize. 702 area code, 702-609. How you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine, Brother Alfred. Captain Kilroy, this is Brother Hulk calling from Las Vegas. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well to hear from you. Go right ahead, brother.
Hey, well, check it out, man. I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to my brothers out there, Flow Masters, Mr. Miller Grand, Suave Gotti, the Godfather, Cleveland Hip Hop, as well as Scratch Paper, E-Dub. Yo, they did some name-dropping. That was pretty smooth. I didn't expect that. That made me feel real good. But anyway, I just wanted to call to listen in on what's going on and to tell you the truth, to go ahead and elaborate on what you just spoke on. I assure you.
Yes, sir, brother.
Not only do the ones that practice or claim to practice the Muslim faith are retailers of that poison, you know, that they sell, that being tobacco, cigarettes, marijuana paraphernalia or alcohol, they are in violation of what they call Sharia, which is pretty much just the law of God. And then you spoke on the Quran, and that was deep. I didn't expect that either. Which is why I always tune in, because you always drop surprises on us. If it's not you, it's those that are listening that actually have info
right. And
knowledge and teachings to pass on. Because I assure you, if we got knowledge, if we know anything, especially anything that is in pertinence to nation building and uniting as one people, if we do not share that, what good is it?
True. Absolutely the truth.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my aunt, my dad's aunt one time called me, an educated fool. I'm like, okay, then that's what that is. If you're educated in something, you don't choose to share it with your peers or share it with your family or those that are close to you, then, you know, then it has no meaning. It has no fruit. It bears no fruit. So you get nothing out of it. It's pretty much just hot air. So, yeah, I'm glad that you were able to share that with the people on these airwaves and to anybody listening, I assure you, Kilroy drops it. He drops it hard. And it's just like he said, I mean, if you don't like it, don't blame it on Blog Talk Radio, blame it on the boogie.
I got you, man. Thank you so much for the phone call, brother.
Oh, no problem, brother. I'll get at you later on. All right, peace.
Peace. Man, I am enjoying myself. For all the people who are taking the time to call in, and yes, I will be getting to a few more of those phone calls, like the 216-213, 216-209, 216-322. And I just want to say that, first of all, to be able to go in and let people know what's going on, I will let people know about the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE, 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also want to point out that Saturdays midnight, 216 Radio Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. That's WCSB.org. Whenever you hear somebody mention another show or something like that, and you go and you check them out, feel free to let them know where you heard it from, because it's about building together. And, you know, I want to beforehand just take the time to say that I'm very thankful, give you some quick information of something that happened before and something that's upcoming, two for one, and let you know real quick in about a minute to a minute and 15 seconds that, first off, the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting was interesting. His new prosecutor, Mike O'Malley, brought boxes of like those on wingettes and pizzas and took questions and answers from those who attended, including Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Carl Stokes Brigade, Amy Spence, Mr. Milligram from VoiceItRadio.com's Flowmasters. Wait a minute, he's everywhere. And they were all there, and it's nice that definitely you had a person who had done the beat for Remember It's Peace. It was a compilation song with a lot of different artists on there speaking against violence in our area. And it was nice that Prosecutor O'Malley said he's placed competent African-American black woman as head and is looking to diversify, but he's frustrated since he won't take office officially till January 2017 on what has to be, according to himself, the longest transition in history. You know, he won the March 2016 primary. There are no Republicans running against him in November or independent. Now, if you miss talking to him or asking tough questions this Wednesday, feel free to come out. If you want to march with us on the earlier march, you can, but you can this Wednesday. Just show up at 7:15 p.m. live and direct to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated special meeting at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and St. Clair and Euclid Avenue. That's the 44110 area code of Cleveland, Ohio. Prosecutor Mike O'Malley will be speaking. You can ask him tough questions or what have you. I'm glad he's going to do his best to answer because it is not the easiest thing to do. You know, I've been talking too much to other people that I know may want to say something. With that being said, 216-213. 216-213, how are you? 216-213. And I want to say I appreciate you because I'm glad you took heed to when I said, hey, if you just call to listen, you're in a position where you can't talk, that's all right. Just stay silent. You don't have to hang up. And we good like that. We do our best. I want to, before I go to the 216-209, I'm still pumped up, and I'll tell you why I'm pumped up. Whew, does it take me only about 2.5 minutes or less? I want to say that yesterday it was a national salute to Brother Malcolm X, the May 19th birthday, as it was celebrated yesterday at the Lighthouse Foundation off of East 105th Street. And the main topic was a celebration of his family with a look at history as a weapon. We never forget, led by the new Black Panther Educational Committee Chairman, Brother Abdul Kahar. He's the reason Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip hop workshop is in Cleveland State University right now. And he's the reason also why Dollar Bill of Urban Survival, myself, Mama Porter are on the advisory board for the CSU Black Studies Board. Brother ADX, guitarist and Nation of Islam MC, was on the panel. Now, Mr. Roland, dealing with teen power and black economics, spoke. Khalid Samad, hip-hop artist Hassan, spoke. Brother Fred Ward, he is the NEMU Lighthouse founder on East 105, and he was the one who owned the Bottom Line one-time club in the flats, and he allowed spitboxes with GMS Hood Famous TV to definitely gather. He's an author as well, Pan-Africanist. Zizway spoke. D. Woods was there from Twinsburg. Hip-hop activist Mexi Wilson from out of Akron showed up. And I was able to speak on why Black on Black Crime Incorporated now takes over streets after vigils so that neighbors will feel empowered to keep it up, as well as commercial radio. Commercial radio's job isn't to send their vans to promote positive Malcolm X events, but to send vans to clubs where there's been shootings, beauty supply and hair stores, cell stores, what else? Shoe stores where some people wait like 100 people deep to buy a new shoe. Now, we all receive kind of final call newspapers of our choice. I was able to grab the January 5th, 2016 edition, which dealt with injustice of Tamir Rice, nationwide pain protest progress, plus Bernie Sanders being interviewed, speaking on institutional racism. As a matter of fact, two things I want to get into real quick before I go to the next person, the 216-209, and it won't take long. I received something from the African American Nationalist Society, United We Live, and it just makes a lot of sense with what a couple of our phone callers earlier spoke on, with the black solution that we must as black people respond in our own way, on our own terms, in a manner which fits the goals we seek. The goals we seek are our responsibility. The overriding all important fact is that as a people, we have absolutely nothing to lose by refusing to play games with those that impose their will upon black people, sometimes including other black people. America can continue to do whatever it wants to African Americans because we as a people are powerless, so we continue to beg for better treatment, which will never come. We first have to learn to treat each other with love, respect, and want for your brother and sister what you want for yourself. Then and only then will we unify and help ourselves to do what we are asking and begging others to do for us. Let's get together and challenge our conditions. I will stop on that because I also happen to have a timeline here. And this timeline, May 19th, 1925, where Malcolm is born in Omaha, Nebraska, the fourth child of Louis and Earl Little. November 8th, 1929. The Little's house in Lansing, Michigan burns to the ground. The family escapes, and Earl Little builds a new house outside of town. Now, September 28th, 1931, they found Malcolm's father run over by a streetcar, dead. The Littles blame white racist. Now, you spring ahead a little bit. There are a lot of things that we are skipping over, but you go to 1945 where Malcolm leaves New York and starts a burglary ring in Boston. Wait a minute. 1946, February, arrested for burglary. Malcolm is tried and sentenced to 8 to 10 years in prison. 1948, Malcolm converted to the Nation of Islam. Now, we go to 1952 of August where Malcolm is released from prison. He goes to live in Detroit where he meets Elijah Muhammad in Chicago. June of 54, Malcolm is appointed minister of the Nation of Islam's Temple 7 in Harlem. Now, 1957, Malcolm demonstrates the power and discipline of the Nation of Islam when fellow member Johnson Hinton is beaten by the New York police. January 14, 1958, married Betty Sanders. That's when she became Betty Shabazz. Marriage, important thing, I thought. Had four children. July 1959, Malcolm is catapulted into national prominence with the TV documentary on the Nation of Islam, The Hate That Hate Produced. Skip over and go to April of 1963 when Malcolm confronted Elijah Muhammad over the issue of Muhammad's adultery. November 1963, for commenting on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, Malcolm is suspended from speaking for the Nation of Islam. Now, March of 1964, Malcolm announces his break with the Nation of Islam. April of 1964, Malcolm takes a pilgrimage to Mecca, returning to the U.S. The United States announced his allegiance to traditional Islam and his new attitude towards whites. Now, you go to February 14th, 1965, when his house was firebombed. February 21st to 1965, Malcolm was shot and killed at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem, New York. I just want to stop and say, there's somebody who knew death was prominent and everything like that, did his best with his family and project his message out there. What are we doing out there? I wonder sometimes. 216-209, you've heard me run my mouth for too long. I apologize. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, brother. Al Porter, this is John from Black Odyssey.
What's going on, sir? What's going on?
Oh, man, as you know, we're getting ready to gear up for another show. But when we start gearing up for the show, the plan starts early, you know, and this is the early plan to say this. So we're looking around about August to try to help some more artists to get some radio time, some free video work out here and everything like that, and possibly get their video put on our next Straight Outta Cleveland DVD project as well. I start talking to MCs and musicians, that's even singers as well. I start talking to them months early, so this is the beginning process of it. I just like to put that out there. The best of the best mixtape that it is out right now that we dropped in January, it's approaching 6,000 views, like at 5,800
or
something. So, this is a great thing that we're doing. We're helping artists get not only just airtime exposure as well. So this is a movement that's well thought on and well helped, and we're trying to keep artists getting reaching for the top, you know, because you know, if out of anything that I've gained out of all this that I just heard previous before you had came to my call is one of the main things is learning how to get along with one another. That is so important when it comes to people in music these days. You know, they're making a mockery out of, you know, our kind and what we do is music, and especially conscious music as well. And they make it as where we have to fight to sell records. And I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that kind of movement. And this is why I'm doing what I do now, to say all that. This is why we help people get videos. This is why we help people get the stage time and everything, so you can be able to just shine in the right light, not the wrong light. You know, there's so many things out here to, you know, just steer us in the wrong path. Let's just try to concentrate and focus on what's good and good for one another,
mm-hmm.
instead of worrying about what's bad and looking to what's bad, because we already have an addiction to what's bad because we've been traumatized.
Truth. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, man. And I'm going to go ahead and put some links out there before you ask me.
Right.
You can go to Google and type in BLAQODESSY. That's Black Odyssey. You can start at Google. You can go there. You can go to YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram as well. That's at Black Odyssey for Twitter and YouTube, or Twitter and Instagram, but you can go just type in Black Odyssey for all the rest of them. That's BLAQODESSY.
Thank you so much, as always, for just calling in and adding something, man, to make me think as well. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Al.
No problem. Please hold the line, because trust me, it's going to get a lot more interesting before time goes on.
I sure will.
Thank you so much. You know, one thing I love about the program is putting it back up online and then seeing the fact that people all over the world will chime in and may decide to go and check out the program. And I thank them for that. I really do. That's why one of the things I do my best with the creator is, before I even go on air, is I just thank the creator and hope that I say something that might be, in the midst of being insane, it may be edifying. And I want to go out there and let people know real quick, announcement part, is that Saturday, May the 28th, it's this Saturday, at about 136 in Harvard. You know, I grew up there. 11:30 a.m. It's at a park now where the original Robert H. Jameson Junior High School used to be. But at 11:30 a.m., they're going to have food and everything else, a festival at the Harvard Square Center Festival. This dude by the name of Sheriff Kilroy will probably be performing. Enough said. Anyway, that's this coming Saturday. Probably have some CDs for sale. And also, I just plan on doing something a little bit different. Let's have some fun. And also, I want to stop, because I cannot mention festivals without thinking about DJ Dollar Rock. And we're all praying for his family, his sister, Desiree, right now. She would always, she brought out a group of mimes that she worked with, praise dancers, you name it, for the workshop to different churches. So we definitely need for her to improve, and we definitely pray for the Creator's mercy there. And I also want to at least just take the time, if we're going to talk about some positivity before I go to the next phone call and everything like that. Two quick things. I want to say Talk Now is the independent movie that was already filmed recently in Cleveland, Ohio, East Cleveland, by a brother by the name of Wealthy. Features some dude by the name of Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds. Wealthy on the soundtrack, Black House, Sheriff Kilroy as well. Live voice appearance when Suave, Chico, Wealthy were on Flowmasters. Footage of Wealthy with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Al Porter Jr. dropping knowledge about staying out of the streets. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Voice it's on the credits alongside my name. Joe Legacy from Black House dropping knowledge as well. And in the film, you know, you see Black House Sounds, TKM, C Rock from the Block, and more cameos than a little bit. Yeah, we coming. And, I want to also just take the time, I may or may not have said it, blackonblackcleveland.com, that's the website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can always Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Hot dang. Let's go to the 216-322. You have been on for far too long. I apologize. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. No comment.
No problem, but I'm glad you're doing well, and thank you. I have to say thank you because even if nobody has a comment or somebody stays silent, I just thank you for tuning in to listen. One thing I take it as, if I was doing a horrendous job, that's when people let you know you're doing a horrendous job. So I'll gladly take that anytime. I want to let people know that the Black Man's Army meeting, well, it'll be at 5:45 p.m. 6 p.m. we'll be heading off, you know where from, and to do what we're doing neighborhood wars-wise. And that's at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, 44110 Cleveland, Ohio. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting will follow at 7:15 p.m. with Prosecutor Mike O'Malley, Cleveland Standard Time. And as I sit back before I take the next phone call, I want to definitely say that it was real nice the past Saturday at Cleveland State University. Man in the Street was location organizer, even had, I got a chance to take headshots of all potential actors and actresses. Anything else after that, don't blame me. Blame it on the boogie. Anyway, people came and they took part in casting for the upcoming SDT Nation-wide release, The Dummy. Think of an urban Forrest Gump picture set in the inner city. But there were a lot of whites who came out for that film, and it was nice. This SDT film company consists of Cleveland comedian, California transplant, Steve Turner, Cleveland's Bone Thugs and Harmonious vocalist, background vocalist, as well as a soloist, Jeray, and the California transplant now. She's been out there for 9 years. Steve Bronco also was part of that company. And a roll call of a lot of the people who were there, such as Prester Pickett from Black Studies Board and his family, Latron, Sherry, Nicole, Hanisha, Clienden, Ben, Brian Jarello, Cyrus D. Allen of The Log TV Network, Black Now, Silver B, and his crew, Anti, Damod Baller, MC Derek, Candidate Reverend Pinckney, Tony Sim, Mavioso and fam, 350 from Face Mob, yep, she tried out an audition, Sean Tucker, Miller Grand, man, that dude is everywhere, Sean Tucker, Nathan A. Reed, Glenn, Philip Stoutman, Contest Stout, and Ahmad Stallworth, Be the Unforgiven, Dantez Taylor, Uncle Butter, that guy is funny as I don't know what, John Ferret, James Williams, Suave, GMS Shakespeare. So I just wanted to throw that out there before I go to my next phone caller who's been waiting so patiently. How you doing out there? 216-486, 216-486, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and really, I just called to listen. You're doing a good job. So,
thank
and I'll
you
just
so
sit and listen.
Much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Oh, yes.
No problem. Okay.
What is it, Economics 101?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. I'll try to find that for you.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. All right. So somebody requested some HGS. I got you. As a matter of fact, I was going to use a stepladder. But I really don't need a stepladder for a soapbox because this is just too easy. So I'm going to invite a guest person to, give, their own opinion, and I'm going to let them get up and pull up, a 25-foot stepladder while they speak on this subject. I just want to basically say real quick, Trayvon Martin, age 17, died in Sanford, Florida, February 26, 2012, when Neighborhood Watch George Zimmerman ignored 911's advice to stay in his car where he was safe. And we all know Zimmerman shot Trayvon, so he didn't stay in the car. And found not guilty, even though he ignored. All right. But anyway, no soapbox for me. The person who's about to deliver his soapbox, he's getting up on there now. But anyway, Zimmerman has had around 8 run-ins with police since shooting Trayvon. January 9th, 2015, arrested for throwing wine bottle and his girlfriend. September 10th, 2014, road rage, question for following someone. November 18th, 2013, arrested for pointing a shotgun at his girlfriend. September 9th, 2013, question for pointing gun at his estranged wife and father-in-law. September 4th, 2013, speeding ticket. August 19th, 2013, traffic stop, tinted windows. July 2013, stopped in Texas for playing with firearm. Now, why should I get on a soapbox for George Zimmerman? I mean, you know, he's an ass, so I'm not even getting on a soapbox. You know, he did say he's a free American when people criticized the fact that he auctioned a gun used to kill Trayvon Martin for $250,000, but I refuse to get on this soapbox. Instead, I'm going to go back to about a year and a half ago when this next person kind of had like an 8-week run at number one spot. This guy by the name of Ballhead Fred. You get on the soapbox with a song that got kicked off of YouTube and Facebook. It was called KGZ. We'll know what it is in a moment.
Thank you. Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah, straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. I tell the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris 19 facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
That the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
As a matter of fact, let's see, I just want to go over a couple of things. You know, you're always going to have some technical difficulties here and there, and that's all right. I just want to thank everybody who tuned in this evening. Let people know that, like I said earlier, the truth hurt, but a slap can kill you. Domestic violence event conference, June 18th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., South Point Hospital, 20,000. Harvard Avenue, Beechwood, Ohio, 44112. Pastor Barnes, Judge Anita Lasser Mays, Judge Joan Sinnenberg, Magistrate Tanya Johnson Jones, and judicial candidate, Man in the Streets, Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, County Council Chantel Brown, and County Council's Yvonne Conwell, Stun Gun Training Course, Erie, Pennsylvania, hip hop artist Young Scola. Bring the entire family. It's free. Brown Report newspaper. I also want to still go back and say that we did find out that the Smithsonian Institute can make a mistake, because last Monday the city was ready to destroy the gazebo, like last month, I believe. Last month, 3 weeks to a month ago, they were going to destroy the gazebo where Tamir Rice was murdered by the police. 12-year-old was shot at Cadell Rec, and McGinty wouldn't indict Lohman and Garnback. City was going to tear the gazebo down, but they put a 30-day stay on it when Smithsonian Institute sent Cleveland a note saying they were interested in preserving the gazebo for the African American Museum Park. In the same museum has Louis Armstrong's trumpet, training plane flown by the Tuskegee Airmen, Harriet Tubman items, Abraham Lincoln's pamphlet. Wait a second. The museum didn't want it. They acted on behalf of Black Lives Matter, who wanted to preserve it. So Tamir Rice's mom is interested in that concept. But Tamir's life and sudden death did change nationwide our conversation on the relationship between urban police departments with black males, as well as responsible community policing. That's right, responsible community policing. Absentee parroting, self-destructive behavior, menacing straight street personas were discussed. It's interesting that a museum that has Jim Brown's jersey and slave shackles can't narrate on young black males in dire straits. Plus, activists from here and abroad, teachers and youth from the nearby elementary school, Seltzer Elementary, sometimes go there to reflect and talk. Y'all figure it's worth. I'm a little bit done with that one. I just wanted to say that I thank you all on everything. And then I look and I get a phone call from all these ones. What's going on with all of these ones? You're on the line.
Hello?
I was looking at, yes, how have you been?
Excellent. So happy to have gotten through. I know your time's a little limited. How have you been?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Well, I want to also just reiterate, Brother Al, that I want your listeners to absolutely know, for those that haven't seen that news broadcast on Channel 5 that Ron Regan had actually initiated on the City of Cleveland Division of Water Department and all of the corruption against many of its constituents and clients that has taken place that just not does, you know, doesn't just include myself, but several other people were on that particular news broadcast. There was one lady on there that actually had a $3,000 very, very high water bill, and there was no rhyme or reason
wow.
for it. It was not in my case. So if people have the access to a computer that might even be able to download that show, including yourself, I really want people to be more informed that so many of these American citizens like yourself and I have been absolutely victimized by these people within the realm of that City of Cleveland Division of Water Department and its higher-ups, and it needs to stop. It really needs to stop.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you for calling in to let us know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I also look forward to talking with you about a few other things, Brother Al, also related to that situation with Mr. Ronald Harges that you
okay.
and I have worked together on, and I thank you all.
Thank you as well, and keep on doing what you're doing, because by you doing that, Mr. Harges has had one of the best defenders and proponents, and that has been you, and I'm glad the Creator allowed you to be so strong.
Well, I'm humbled, and I thank you so very much for saying that.
No problem. May you have an excellent one.
You as well. Take care now.
Thank you. You too. You know, it's been interesting tonight. That's one thing I like about electronics. You live by electronics and you die by electronics. Sometimes they act all right, sometimes they don't. But the thing is, got a chance to get this particular show out. And if anybody missed any of the other announcements that was given, hey, the one thing I like about this is I can go back over and correct some things and let people know that Blog Talk, Pastors Thompson, Tuesdays, 5 p.m., voting issues, that's at 5 p.m., and then 6 p.m. on Friday, that's when his wife, Mrs. Thompson, has her show. Both, you can use that phone number, 657-383-0613. And also, Mondays, 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, The Butter Show, that's 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. And I just want to say once again, I appreciate everything that has happened. The fact that we were able to have a good time, people at least call in, talk, part of everything. That's the most important part of all. So no complaints on my part, because at least I'm still alive and I get a chance for do-overs and to do things right. Somebody called with a request much earlier. I got a chance to play some stuff I liked. I'm going to now play the request. Economics 101, it's important. I want to send this out to a friend of mine. I always got to go with my conservative friends, LP from Broadview. This song, Economics 101, is important because that's one of those things that we need to look at as people, no matter what color you are. If you don't have your economics in right, you're not going to have anything going right. And the Creator did not say, thou shalt be broke. So with that being said, hey, Chef, tell them something.
Do the work. I'm still thankful for my blessings. While politicians like to use the term recession, I ain't messing, just becoming of the age. Front page, but I prefer the center stage as I leave my pad and continue on my journey. I hear it all, but it really don't concern me. I'm on my 9, followed by my 5. A lot of jobs just to stay alive, but my story ain't no different from before. I'm that child with it all, but I'm still one more. So I walked and found myself in the slum. That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101. Shackles on my feet, but I knew that I would break it. Penitentiary chances, but I still had to take it, no doubt. I've never been the one to let it go. Say what's up when it's fast, and I'm chilling when it's slow on the low. I know to work it into something. Too many frontin', but me, I'm here hunting in the fast lane. Chasing financial gain with a nickel to my name, but your people the same, no question. If I'm gonna never give it up, no major push, but I couldn't give a f. Stack your paper till you're done. That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
That's economics 101. I'm hearing power to the people, but yet I'm feeling out of place. With segregation based on origin and race, I don't know. It's like I'm tripping through time. And false prophets got me searching to find in a higher level. Where it all makes sense, but until then I keep on grinding for my dollars and cents. What's the deal? I'm speaking life in the basics. I see the dream, but lack the energy to chase it. Too much, too fast. I save my money, but it just don't last. My stomach's growling as I'm looking at my gun. That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done. Yeah.
Come on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
On that BMA movement music soundtrack. Economics 101. It's jazz music. See you this week at some events. Peace.